all in mid-pod.
Cure beef patties, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby on the phone.
Push it right to the edge.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Well, we're here at the Freedom Alley. You want to tell me what freedom means to you?
Freedom means to me that you have the right to pursue your own happiness.
Nothing inspires imagination like reading. And it's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Everything you see is Narnia.
Impossible.
You can make new friends, discover amazing adventures, and most of all, have fun.
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov. There, you can learn more about books, play fun games, discover cool facts, and so much more.
You can log on to www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah. Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I don't need layers. Put up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Good evening and welcome to WMFO in Medford. The Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's what this is. A crazy mutant mix of all sorts of freeform music. But most particularly on a Plastic Sushi, we always start off with some Japanese music. And in case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and we always start off with some Japanese music on a Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, as opposed to the Tears of the God Sound Collage that I also alternate with, not strictly, but in the same Friday 8 to 10 p.m. time slot. It's either a Plastic Sushi or a Tears of the Gods. And in the Tears of the Gods, we don't do that genre jumping necessarily. Instead, we may go deep into just one or two genres. And we also always have some sort of a feature for you. This evening, we've got a special training session with returning WMFO DJ Sean.
Hello.
Okay, Sean, let's get that microphone a little closer to you and I'll adjust the volume. And here we're going. Oh, is this it? Mic four. Okay, and let's try some other mics and see.
Check. Hey, look at that. Where are we right now?
So we're, well, you're on mic three.
No,
one
I mean,
of the questions.
I mean, where are we? Where this in this soundscape?
Yeah, we are. Okay, let me adjust some of these other things here.
Wish I could adjust the soundscape in my own world.
We are time traveling back to 1969 right now. And we are
smells
in...
Smells like 69.
Smells like, yes. I think they were... It's scheduled cleanup of Studio A here was last Sunday. Uh-huh. But it doesn't smell bad. It smells like a radio station.
No, I don't mean... I'm just saying in the atmosphere.
Yeah, I think somebody's smoking pot back in 1969 in Central Park in this BN.
I would guess.
This was recorded by Irv Tybell. And it's part of his Environments series. And it's our ambiance right now. So, this we started off the show with a Japanese band, of course. That was the Sadistic Mika Band with Time Machine Onegai, which I found on this fabulous compilation called Far East Rock Collection 70s. And... Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you're planning on doing with your radio show and your background?
Oh, that's a very good question. I ran a show here in 2006-ish called Paddy Whacked Radio, where I did Irish independent music. So, like U2 before they were big, that kind of feel, the Frames, the Bell X1, that kind of thing. And I brought that with me to Greensboro, where I moved shortly thereafter. And today I was looking for my CDs. I knew exactly where they were. I was going to bring my box. I can't find them.
Oh, no.
So I might not be doing that. I might be doing something else. We'll see. But hopefully I'll be able to bring that back to WMFO.
Yeah, that sounds like a great specialized program that that we have on community radio stations, non-commercial community radio stations like WMFO and our sister stations, WMBR, MIT's radio station, and WHRB, Harvard's radio station. And I think some of the best shows are on non-commercial stations.
No, I agree with you 100%. We down in North Carolina, where I lived for a while, we had on the station I was on. We had some wonderful specialized. We had one woman who did the North Carolina show, and she had, you know, she had a band in every week, and there was just so much to pull from down in that area. It was wonderful to hear.
So the format of this show is I'm going to play for you about a 45-minute set. And it's going to, well, it's going to start off with some Japanese hip hop. And then we're going to go tracing a bit of the musical path of Aerosmith and Walk This Way. So basically, in December 1974, Aerosmith opened up for the Guess Who in Hawaii, in Honolulu. And Joe Perry, their guitarist, was great friends with Jeff Beck, the English guitarist, who may have been the world's best ever electric guitar player. And him, Jimi Hendrix, well, some contenders, but I would say with Jeff Beck, he didn't die at 27. He had lots more time to get better, unlike Jimi Hendrix.
27 is that magic year, isn't it?
That tragically magic year, yeah. But anyway, Jeff Beck had turned Joe Perry onto this American New Orleans funk band called The Meters. And Joe Perry just loved them too, and he was listening to a lot of their music. And during this December 1974 sound check in Hawaii, he started to lay down a groove that was influenced by the Meters, their song Sissy Strut, and another one what people say. And he got their drummer to lay down something with a groove like that, and that was kind of the genesis of Walk This Way. And what we're going to be doing in this set is hearing some songs from the Meters, notably that song Sissy Strut, and also People Say. Another part of the genesis of Walk This Way is they were in the New York City recording in New York City, and they took a break from their recording. And they went to watch this Mel Brooks film in Times Square, Young Frankenstein. And in there, there's a scene with Marty Feldman, who's kind of like Igor, and Gene Wilder, who's Dr. Frankenstein. And he takes him back. And there's this one particular place where he says to Frankenstein, Igor says to Frankenstein, "Walk this way."
Yes, walk this way.
And
he does.
The Aerosmith guys love that so much that they decided that was going to be the title of the song.
Really?
Yeah. They still had to write the lyrics, while Steven Tyler did. But that's part of it, and I'm going to play you that excerpt in this next set. And plenty of songs from the Meters, and then a couple of songs from, two songs from the Jeff Beck group around that time, a little before that, 1971, 1972. And then, of course, 11 years after Walk This Way came out on that perfect Aerosmith album, Toys in the Attic, the hip-hop group Run-DMC collaborated with them. It was actually, it took Rick Rubin, their producer, a bit because they knew of Aerosmith, but he got them going and they made this rap song out of it. So here's the way that the set is going in a kind of circle. We're starting off with some Japanese hip-hop and rap, and then we're going to go back to American funk from New Orleans. Some very important early funk guys who then went on to influence Aerosmith to come up with this serious Walk This Way song. And then that turned back into rap music again. So a great circle of this. Also, I want to mention that part of that Walk This Way riff is there's something going on with the guitar and a little clicky click, which is really cool as a guitar player. And then as a guitar player too, we've also got this Adams. It is Adams Apple, also from Toys from the Attic, and it's got a real like little cool thing on the riff that he does only every once in a while, but. With that said, here, let's walk this way. Let's walk around this way.
Walk this way.
A little bit here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts. Freeform Radio.
A studio can modify as well as record your music.
Rock the beat. Rock the Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't, it's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
You were sent by Herr Falkstein, weren't you?
Yes. My grandfather used to work for your grandfather.
How nice.
Of course, the rates have gone up.
Of course. Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly. Oh. Sorry, you know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Let's go.
Allow me, master.
Oh, thanks very much.
Walk this way. This way.
Advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Try it again. It's like candy. Just taste it.
It don't taste like candy.
Is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke?
Fire on the bayou. And decent people, I make it my business.
Like a guy. for a reason. What if it's like some higher calling?
A higher calling, like getting girls and making money?
Is there any higher?